Horses have revolutionized travel in Minecraft, but how do you get the best one? Let's find out!
Netcasts you love from people you trust. This is TWiT. Video and audio bandwidth provided by CacheFly at cachefly.com.
This episode of OMG Craft is brought to you by Man Packs, manly goods on a schedule. Get started today and have underwear, socks, toiletries, shaving supplies, and more delivered to your door. Visit manpacks.com/twit and get $10 off your first order of $30 or more, or buy a $50 gift card for $40. Welcome to OMG Craft. This is a show that will teach you how to become a Minecraft expert in no time. I'm your host, Chad Johnson. Today, I love playing around with horses in Minecraft, but there are some confusing traits about them. Some horses are better than others at certain things like running, jumping, or just generally staying alive, but there's no quantifiable way to know which horse is the best. Until now, Wubby Concepts has made a mod that helps us out. It's really simple, and it allows you to see your horse's stats and what they are. Here we are in a multiplayer world. This is an actual server, so yes, this mod works on servers, and this is my lovely steed in his diamond armor. So if I go ahead and jump on him, all you have to do is hit E to see the horse's inventory, and now below there are numbers. So at health at 60, jump at 24, and speed at 29. Now, these points are represented as percentages. So my horse here has 60% of top health, 24% of top jump, and 29% of top speed. So if I jump over to, this is actually Cheeto's horse, and look at this. He has 33% health, 68% jump, and 34% speed. Now, this is really useful because the only way to tell this stuff before was just to sit here and jump and be like, yeah, seems like that jump is better than this jump over here. I think, well, maybe I just did it wrong or something. So now you actually have a quantifiable way to do it. I have a whole bunch of horses over here. Oops, and let me just jump off of my house here, just hurting myself all over. And it's good to note that you need to have your horse tamed. So I have this horse which isn't tamed at the moment, and you can't open up the horse's inventory to look at the horse. So you have to go through the process of taming the horse in order to see the stats. But I do have right here this donkey, and it's good to note that his health is at zero. So this donkey may not be the best if I'm wanting to have like a really, really useful steed. And we have just a few others where his health is at 60, and you can see lots of hearts over there. And one more where this is kind of average except for the speed, so he seems to be a much faster horse than all the others. Now that you have a way to tell if your horse is good or not, it's time to breed the best one, right? Well, there's a lot of debate over if breeding actually helps you get a better horse. More on that in a bit. But first, Man Packs. I love Man Packs because I don't like going from site to site, reading reviews, hoping that the product that I'm about ready to buy is good. On top of that, I'm always forgetting to get my guy supplies. But with Man Packs, everything is handled for me. Every product is tried and guy approved by Man Packs. No duds or junk, just pure win all of the time. Update your next pack when you need something, or just wait for it to come every 3 months. Never forget to buy your underwear and socks, quality face scrub, and natural shaving cream ever again. Their website is also awesome, so go check out Man Packs and see if it's right for you. Browse around. Don't worry, no one's watching you. So, we have two exclusive offers for the TWiT listeners of this show. Visit manpacks.com/twit, and you can either get $10 off your first order of $30 or more, or buy a $50 gift card for someone you love for only $40. So go to manpacks.com/twit and get started today. And we thank Man Packs for their support of OMG Craft. So, let's talk a little bit about breeding. If you didn't know, you can feed your tamed horses golden apples or golden carrots to activate
love mode.
And that will produce a baby horse or a foal. Now, most people think that if you breed two good horses together, you will get a great horse as the child. But there is some evidence that this is not true. Reddit user KiaVu bred a set of two horses 32 times, and the results are not good. It has also been a bug in the Minecraft bug tracker since the snapshots. So it seems that the best way to get your really awesome horses is to go out and find better horses out in the wild. Of course, you can use this mod that I just showed you to help you find that perfect horse. If you have anything that you would like us to spotlight in the future or would just like to send us some feedback, feel free to email us at mail@omgcraft.com. We're also on Twitter, so follow the show at @omgcraftshow. And of course, you can subscribe to the show on iTunes or YouTube. Head on over to twit.tv/omgcraft to do that. Thank you so much for watching this episode of OMG Craft. See you next time. Bye.